5787 and ask about underwriting.
Funding for KRVS provided by Rouse's Markets, which supports our regional food systems by buying from local farmers, fishermen, and manufacturers. More information on Rouse's can be found at www.rouses.com. Support comes from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette's Traditional Music Program, featuring a curriculum that provides student musicians who learn by ear from local professionals an opportunity to improve their craft in styles such as blues, bluegrass, Cajun, and Zydeco. For more information about music degree programs and concentrations, course offerings, and upcoming student ensemble performances, the website is music.louisiana.edu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Biden is dismissing threats from Republican governors who have pledged to mount legal challenges to his vaccine mandates.
Have at it. Look, I am so disappointed that particularly some Republican governors have been so cavalier with the health of these kids. So cavalier with the health of their communities. We're playing for real here.
Some Republicans are threatening to sue the administration a day after Biden announced sweeping new mandates to combat the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus. The measures include vaccine mandates for federal employees and contractors. They will also double the fines that travelers can receive from the TSA if they don't wear masks. The Republican-led state legislature in Kentucky has dissolved a statewide mask mandate for schools as the coronavirus continues to surge in the state. Kentucky Public Radio's Ryland Barton says the move comes after Republican lawmakers scrapped the Democratic governor's emergency powers during the pandemic.
Governor Andy Beshear called a special legislative session after the state Supreme Court ordered new laws limiting his powers into effect. Lawmakers scrapped the school mask mandate and banned the governor from instituting any statewide mask mandates until 2023, leaving masking decisions up to local businesses and governments. Beshear vetoed the measures but was quickly overridden by the Republican-dominated legislature. Shortly after the session concluded Thursday night, the State Department of Education announced a $100 incentive for school employees to get vaccinated. Just under 50% of Kentucky's population is fully vaccinated. For NPR News, I'm Ryland Barton in Louisville.
China says its leader Xi Jinping and President Biden had a, quote, extensive and candid phone call. It's the first such call between the two leaders in 7 months. As NPR's Emily Fang reports, it signals an effort from both countries to stabilize a tense relationship.
China struck a hopeful tone and said the two leaders should maintain dialogue even after the call. U.S. officials said the call was planned because they were frustrated with China's lack of engagement. For example, earlier this year in March, Chinese diplomats used a meeting in Alaska to deliver a fiery rant about U.S. policy. But during the most recent call, Xi Jinping stated the two countries did not have a choice over whether to have good relations. Because the U.S.-China dynamic is so crucial, he said the two had to find the, quote, political courage to figure out how to better relations. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 22 points. This is NPR News. Russia says construction of a controversial pipeline is now complete. The Nord Stream 2 pipeline is set to double natural gas supplies from Russia to Germany by bypassing Ukraine. The project has divided Western nations over concerns the deal will leave Europe vulnerable to Russian energy politics. Yet it's Ukraine that stands to lose the most from the deal. The country currently collects millions of dollars in Russian gas transit fees annually. Celebrations have begun in India for a religious holiday honoring the elephant-headed Hindu god Ganesh. Sushmita Pathak reports from Mumbai, which sees some of the grandest festivities.
Across Mumbai, drum beats and firecrackers announce the beginning of the 10-day Ganesh festival. Typically, each neighborhood erects a big stage with a massive Ganesh idol where crowds throng to pray. And on the last day, huge parades take the idols to the city's beaches to immerse them in the sea. But for the second year in a row, large public festivities are banned because of the pandemic. Instead, the government has built artificial ponds in every locality to avoid crowding. Mumbai was one of the worst affected cities when coronavirus cases peaked nationwide this past spring. For NPR News, I'm Sushmita Pathak in Mumbai.
Another sign of inflation in the U.S. economy, prices at the wholesale level jumped 8.3% last month as compared to August of last year. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jones Day, an integrated partnership collaboratively providing legal services for more than a century. 43 offices, 5 continents, serving clients as one firm worldwide. Learn more at jonesday.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. But do stay tuned. Coming up at 1 o'clock, more music is coming your way on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. We start off this hour with music from Guitar Slim, a.k.a. Eddie Jones, originally from Mississippi. He first recorded in New Orleans back in October of 1953 with Ray Charles on piano. We're going to go, though, to 1954. Here's Guitar Slim with a little description of himself.
I'd like my pocket full of money, baby, my whiskey, gin, and wine. I'd like to eat a company dinner, baby, and I'd like to get my loving all the time. Yeah.
went down. That's right. She went down, down the Saddle Street. Well, she shot two men down, you know, down in Saddle Street. Went down to Buffalo. You know, she did, yeah, that's right. Shot one more. Whoo! Well, she ain't no cowgirl. Yeah. But you know how. Yippee-ki-yay. Yippee-ki-yay. Yippee-ki-yo.
Otis Taylor with Ain't No Cowgirl from one of his earlier albums. Actually, this is one of his comebacks on Northern Blues Records label. He was born in Chicago, raised in Denver, a multi-instrumentalist, and his music is often characterized as trance blues. He was preceded by Guitar Slim, who opened up the final hour of the Blues Box for us this Friday here on KRVS with a self-titled song. And again, he was a big influence on a lot of people like Buddy Guy, Jimi Hendrix, and quite a number of others back in the 1950s. And we're going to venture back towards that style of sort of hot blues. Johnny Guitar Watson up next. He started his career in Houston and moved out to the West Coast. And interestingly enough, in the 70s, when disco was king, he and a lot of other blues guys weren't doing well at all. With that competition, Johnny Guitar Watson did very well with disco music. Here he is, though, from his earlier period. Johnny Guitar Watson here on KRVS with Motorhead Baby.
Got a motorhead, baby. Wanna ride all night long. Yes, motorhead, baby. Wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yeah, she treats you wrong. Well, she ride all night, she ride all day. She ride with your partner long as everything's okay. Motorhead, baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yeah, she treats you wrong. She ride in a Cadillac and a Buick with a smile. Take a Ford or a Chevrolet, must be a 52 style. Motorhead, baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yeah, she treats you wrong. Well, I take my baby ride, ride up in the hills. She lacked the floating power, the Cadillac coupe to fill. Motorhead, baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yeah, she treats you wrong. Let's ride, baby. Slow, that's the kind of stuff she hates. She's heard about the speed of the Rocket 88. Yes. Motorhead, baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yes, she treats you wrong. I was driving down the highway doing about 93. Said, step on the gas, darling, and stop that teasing me. Motorhead, baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yes, she treats you wrong.
Oh, when I woke up this morning, I
Late Luther Allison from a disc called Reckless. It came out on Alligator Records back in 1997. was around the time that he passed away, died of cancer. He was originally from Arkansas. His family, when he was still young, moved up to Chicago. And in the 1950s, he was exposed to a lot of blues. Ended up being heavily influenced by the West Side sound of Chicago blues, a fiery guitar, that sort of thing. And did very well with it himself. He did end up moving to France and lived there for a good part of his latter years. But he would come back for Chicago Blues Festivals and to record. Before hearing Luther Allison, we heard Johnny Guitar Watson from a disc called 3 Hours Past Midnight. Watson doing a number called Motorhead Baby. That one's been covered a bit by other blues artists over the years. We turn next to Elvin Bishop. Back in the mid-1960s, he left Tulsa for Chicago, initially to go to school, but he ended up being schooled in the blues. Was a member of Paul Butterfield's blues band for some time on some of their classic recordings, and ended up moving out to the West Coast. And as of recently, he still had discs out. From 1991 and from his disc, Don't Let the Boss Man Get You Down, here's Elvin Bishop with a title track to that disc.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop at the whiskey store wanna buy me a jug of wine. I'm gonna get out on that road, I won't call Highway 49.
Late Jeff Healey from the disc Cover to Cover that came out back in 1995. His rendition of Highway 49, a number that Howling Wolf recorded many years ago, but the first version of that was recorded by Big Joe Williams, and probably goes back farther than that. Jeff Healey was a Canadian guitarist, songwriter, vocalist. At the age of one, he lost his eyesight to a rare cancer that ended up taking his life at the age of 41 in 2008. But he had a number of hits over the years. Interesting guitarist. He played with a guitar face up in his lap, and a really, really talented guy. He was preceded by Elvin Bishop. We heard Elvin Bishop doing the title track to Bishop's disc, Don't Let the Boss Man Get You Down. Well, we just heard Highway 49. We're going to turn to Big Joe Williams, who recorded that back in 1941. We're going to listen to him do another tune that he recorded in 41 that a lot of people attribute to John Lee Hooker, who had a hit with it in 1949. But the first version of this is Big Joe Williams. Williams was an interesting character, played a 9-string guitar. Here he is doing Crawling King Snake.
Yeah, I'm a crawling king snake, woman. I'm on giant all around your door. Yeah, I'm a crawling king snake, baby. Yeah, I'm on giant all around your door. You ain't had a nerve to tell me. You, well, she didn't want me no more. Couldn't see me, baby, passing by. I'ma be your crawling cane snake. Till the day I die, I'm gonna be your crawling cane snake. I'm giant all around your door. You ain't had enough to tell me. You, well, you didn't want to pull your wheel no more. couldn't see me, baby. Now when I'm walking by, might be your crawling cane snake. Mama, if I have to die, gonna be your crawling cane snake. Run giant all around your door. You had enough to tell me, gee, well, that you didn't want me no more. I'm going back to Memphis. If I have to walk, I ain't got nobody in Chicago. Talk that old baby talk. Or it might be your crawling cane snake. Ungiant all around your door. He ain't had enough to tell me, gee, well, you didn't want me no more. I'm going back to St. Louis. I'm gonna sit right down. I'm gonna throw my poison on every pretty woman in town. Call them a crawling cane snake. I'm giant all around you, don't play for me, my boy. He had love, tell me, woo blue, that woman didn't want me no more. Play to my baby.
You see that chick, she's 4'4". Come on, honey, learn me some more about that hard, hard. When you kick it at the razor ball, that's a great big misery. You know it's really grieving me, that old hard, hard. When she kick it at the razor ball, while I even walked out and looked around the chick, oh yeah, look who's in town, Mr. Hard, Hard. When you rock it at the razor ball. While I even went to church, put my hat on the seat. Little bros are hollering out, baby, you sure sweet. Hard, hard. And when you rock it at the razor ball. Well, even I danced from 12 to 6. I heard a guy holler, get it fixed, Mr. Hard, Hard. When you rock it at the razor ball, I kick it 6. Everybody do that hard, hard. Now come over here to the counter, honey. Check your hat. You can't reel and rock right off the bat. You got the hard, hard. When you twist it at the razor ball. And when you start that dance at the half past 12, you hear all them kicks when they go to yell. Hard, hard. When you kick it at the razor ball. Play that thing, Lord Lonesome Boy. Now the reason they turned me out of the church, everybody want my heart too much, you want a hard heart. When you kick it at the razor ball. Play it, Lord Lonesome, till I sweat. Now if you count from your finger back to your thumb, when you get ready to howl, I got you some, you had a hard, hard. When you kick it at the razor ball, while I walk down Monroe and come up church, well, you know you horse too much, you got the hard, hard. When you rake it at the razor ball, now play it low, low. Hard, hard. When you rock it at the razor ball, now play that thing, Lord, Lonesome Boy, because you know you got the hoy. Oh, you rock it at the razor ball.
Recorded in Atlanta back in 1949. That was Blind Willie McTell on 12-string guitar and vocals, the Razor Ball, one of the best of the Piedmont players, the most popular of the Piedmont players. He was preceded here on KRVS by Big Joe Williams. We heard Big Joe Williams from March of 1941 doing his recording of Crawling Kingsnake, again, a number that that John Lee Hooker would end up recording back in 1949 and having a hit with it. Back in 1937, Big Joe Williams got together with Robert Nighthawk and Sonny Boy Williamson I and recorded some songs for Bluebird Records under the guide of Lester Melrose. We're going to sample one of those tunes that features Sonny Boy Williamson on blues, harp, and vocals, another number that John Lee Hooker ended up covering many years later. Here is Sonny Boy Williamson with Robert Nighthawk and Big Joe Williams here on KRVS with Sugar Mama Blues.
Sugar mama, sugar mama, sugar mama, please come back to me. Sugar mama, sugar mama, sugar mama, please come back to me. Bring me my graduated sugar, sugar mama, and try to ease my misery. You've got this new grade of sugar, sugar mama, and you done made me love you too. You've got this new grade of sugar, sugar mama, and you done made me love you too. You've got this graduated sugar, sugar mama, ain't nobody else got but you. They've been bragging about your sugar, sugar mama been bragging all over town. They've been bragging about your sugar, sugar mama bragging all over town. Naughty bootleggers want you to sell them enough to make whiskey, but you won't sell them but about 4 or 5 pounds. Coffee sweet in the morning, you know, and I'm crazy about my tea at night. Don't get my sugar 3 times a day, oh Lord, and I don't feel right. Baby, you got too many drivers. Lord, when you ain't got but just one wheel. Baby, you got too many drivers. Oh, Lord, when you ain't got but just one wheel. Yeah, you know things look mighty funny when two men's, oh Lord, are driving your little automobile. Yeah, you know I'd rather be rolling down. I'd be rolling down off a sandy hill. Yeah, Yeah, you know I'd rather be rolling down. I'd rather be rolling down a sandy hill. Then I know you got so many drivers, and you ain't got but one little wheel. Go ahead on. I said, and sell your little automobile. Yes, you ought to go ahead on, woman, and sell your little automobile. Yes, you know, out of all of them drivers you got, you lucky if you don't get someone killed.
Bluesman Lightning Hopkins with his rendition of Too Many Drivers, a number that most say goes back to Roosevelt Sykes many, many years ago. It's had a lot of people cover that tune in a lot of different versions extant of it. Before we heard Lightning Hopkins, we heard Sonny Boy Williamson I, John Lee Williamson, from his first recording session done for Bluebird Records back in May of 1937. Sonny Boy on blues harp and vocals again with Big Joe Williams and Robert Nighthawk on guitars. And they did Sugar Mama, the first recording of that particular tune. Music next here on the Blues Box from Sapphire, the Ebony Blues Women. They started recording back in the 1990s for Alligator Records label, initially a trio, acoustic blues trio, but singing in sort of the sassy style of a lot of the great women blues singers of the 1920s. Here they are from a compilation disc. They're going to do a number that they first had out on a disc called Ain't Gonna Hush. Here is the title track, Sapphire, the Ebony Blues Women.
I'm late, but I rate. Stop this talk so I can tell you off. Ain't no use, I'm about to get loose, and I ain't gonna hush. Well, you told me, honey, hush, but I ain't gonna shut my mouth. You told me, honey, hush, but I ain't gonna shut my mouth. You put down that bat and come on in this house. I'm gonna yakety yak, yakety yak all night long. I'm gonna yakety yak, yakety yak all night long. I'm gonna tell all the neighbors that you done me wrong. Well, you were running your mouth, I was scared to talk. I kept on beefing and I wouldn't even squawk. Get your hat, you better not bark. You can't take your medicine, so take a walk and bye, bye. Bye bye, baby, bye, bye, bye bye, baby, bye, bye, bye bye, baby, goodbye. Ain't gonna brag, I'm not the kind of squawk. Don't need no one to tell me when to talk. So bye, 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 baby, bye, bye.
mighty dime. No nickels I can rub, no pennies I can find. But I don't want for nothing, my taste ain't too refined. No, I ain't got no troubles on my mind. I ain't got no boss man, ain't likely to get high. Troubles on my mind. I got no troubles, no troubles. I ain't got no troubles on my mind. To all of life's worries, both my eyes are blind. No, I ain't got no troubles on my mind. And I ain't got no buddies. I ain't got no friends. Regrets.
Eden Brent on piano and vocals from her disc Ain't Got No Troubles. It came out back in the year 2010, recorded at Piety Street Studios in New Orleans. Colin Linden on guitar and produced the disc, George Porter Jr. on bass, and a host of other fine musicians. Brent, a really good composer, originally from Mississippi. Before hearing Eden Brent, we heard Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women, from a compilation disc they had out, oh, back in, I think it was 2008, 2006, okay. And they did a number for us called Ain't Gonna Hush. We're going to turn next on the Blues Box to Floyd Dixon. Well, a lot of people may not know his name, but a lot of people know the song he recorded back in the 50s, Hey Bartender, which was given a new life by the Blues Brothers, Belushi and Aykroyd. He goes, Dixon goes back to Marshall, Texas in the family left, I think it was in the 1940s, went to the West Coast where he ended up finding his fortune, basically. Here he is from a 1996 release on Alligator Records, Wake Up and Live. Floyd Dixon on piano and vocals with My Song Is Don't Worry.
Millions is their aim. To me, those kind of people is only greedy of gain. You may want a new car, but can only afford an 84. But what difference does it make when it take you where you wanna go? So don't worry, please don't you worry. Yeah, I'm trying to help you now, 'cause the name of my song is Don't Worry. Thank you. You see some people rise and shine with their minds on toe. If they get 100 million, they want 100 million more. Some forget their family and their friends, 'cause their mind on millions is their aim. Those kind of people to me, you see, they are only greedy, greedy, greedy of gain. You may want a new car, I said, but you can only afford an 84. But what difference does it make, people, when it takes you where you want to go? So don't worry. Ooh, ooh. Don't you worry. Yeah. The name of my song. Don't you get those ulcers in your stomach. Don't you get sick from that worry.
Floyd Dixon on piano and vocals, again from his disc Wake Up and Live that came out in 1996. He passed away 10 years later. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. Also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in a few moments on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. This is 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, public radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We're online at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Thanks for supporting us, those of you who do. If you're not a supporter, go to krvs.org and maybe help us out. We'll be back next Friday morning with another Blues Box at 9 a.m.
Just a moment of your time.
Keep all your Saturdays rolling with Jukes, Cantinas, and Ballrooms. Join me, Steve Craig, on a virtual journey through deep Southern soul, honky-tonk, Chicano soul, swamp pop, conjunto y más. That's Jukes, Cantinas, and Ballrooms, Saturdays at 4 p.m., right after Born on the Bayou on KRVS.
African-American jazz guitar elder George Benson started with guitar organ trios and has a signature sound for the ages. Young clarinetist sax virtuoso Aurora Nealon plays trad and modern jazz and more, crediting Stravinsky, New Orleans Sidney Bechet, and hippie parents for inspiration. It's eclectic excellence on American Roots from PRX.
Today at 1 on KRVS. KRVS is located on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more at krvs.org. Follow us on Facebook, KRVS Public Media.
Tune in to Encore for great Cajun music with me, your host, Megan Constantin, every Saturday at 7 a.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m.
Acadiana Center for the Arts is proud to host a major solo exhibition by Louisiana-based and internationally recognized artist Stephanie Patton on display through September 11th. Patton explores many art forms, including photography, performance art, textiles, and even hosts KRVS's very own Lost in Love radio show as Ranella Rose Champagne. Acadiana Center for the Arts, galleries and cafe are open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. More information can be found at acadianacenterforthearts.org.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.